a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
First off, I'd like to remind everyone to set your cell phones on silent or turn them off, double-check them, as well as your speakers on any of the other electronic devices you may be operating. At this time, I'd ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives, Dijkstra.
Here.
Fargin.
Present.
Greenfield.
Here.
Howley.
Here.
Hubble.
Here.
Jensen. Jones.
Here.
Kirschman.
Here.
Miller. Norstrup.
Here.
Willitson.
Here.
Consett.
Here.
And Solem.
Here.
Yeah, there's Jensen.
Here.
We have a quorum with a majority of the members-elect present.
Oh, Miller.
Okay.
All right.
We're all in our seats. The reason why I called this meeting this morning is just to do what we've just done, is to make sure everyone has a chair and knows how we... just the basic functions of this committee room. This is unlike some of the other rooms that you may be accustomed to with the fancy furniture and so on, but we've learned in the past that we're nice and cozy, just a small, closely knit family unit up here. So that's the intent. My name is Roger Solem. I'm from District 5 in Watertown. And I am the Commerce Committee Chair, and I am an educator at Lake Area Technical Institute in the field of energy operations. And with that, I would ask that we all have the opportunity to introduce ourselves and actually go on record for those listening here and on the internet and as well as the archives to let us know who you are, where you're from, and what your background is. So I'd like to start with Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Brock Greenfield. I hail from Clark and Doland, that area. Currently, I help my parents at a couple of their businesses. I also have my own business. Substitute teach, coach American Legion baseball and high school baseball. So I dabble in many areas. I'm looking forward to this next couple of years, looking forward to getting to know all the new faces and good to see the old faces. Yeah, you, Mr. Fargin, old guy.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Tom Jones. I'm from the Turner and Clay County District number 17, which includes Parker, Vyberg, Centerville, several schools, several towns up in that area, plus Vermillion, Wakanda, Irene down in the Clay County area. My hometown's Rapid City. I've been in the grocery business for, it'll be 32 years in March, so... I am not accustomed to calling people by their title and by their last name. I'm more accustomed to calling the lady shopper by her first name, and it's important to be able to do that in my business. So this will be a new experience, and I am a freshman, and I'm looking forward to, and I did ask to get on this committee. Thank you.
Representative Kirschman.
I'm Representative Pat Kirschman, Sioux Falls, District 15. Retired baker from Sara Lee, 26 and a half years. I was the chairman of the union for a year, and this is my second term. This is my favorite committee. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do we get extra pay if we butter you up like that? I'll take that under advisement. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Mark Willidson. I'm from District 11 in Sioux Falls, which is the west edge of Sioux Falls. I'm a little bit of a retread. I served on the Commerce Committee in 2004 and 2006, and I lost in 2008. And my wife said I wasn't normal because nobody watches State House every night, and I had to run again, and so here we are. My full-time occupation, I'm an agent with Farmers Insurance Group. I'll celebrate my 22nd anniversary next month. So happy to be back. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Bob Dielstra. I represent the good folks in Legislative District 9, which is Hartford, Crooks, and Northern Sioux Falls. My current occupation, I work at the family business as an RV salesman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I'm Patty Miller from District 16, which is Union County and the lower portion of Lincoln County. I am a small business owner with a big restaurant, and my restaurant, unfortunately, is in Iowa because I can't get one of those cheap liquor licenses from South Dakota yet. And my background is marketing, corporate marketing for Gateway, marketing for two television stations and radio, and professional image consulting for business people over the years. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, my name is Chris Konzett. I am Representative District 32, the heart of Rapid City. I want to thank everybody for sending me to the People's House and to be brought up as your vice chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a small business in my home in Rapid City, grant and technical writing, but my primary focus, except for being here with you good people, is taking care of my daughter Katie and my husband Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Laura Hubble. I'm from District 11 in Sioux Falls, along with Mark Willardson. And my background has been, I have a degree in the science education. I've taught secondary and community college level sciences. And I have a coaching endorsement, which I've never used, but still favor the sports. I do have a nursing degree also. My husband's a chiropractor, and I keep my license current, working with at his office. And my five-day-a-week job, actually my 24/7 job, is to be a realtor in Sioux Falls. And I hope to bring some of that experience to this committee.
Thank you. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Phil Jensen, Rapid City area. I represent the west of Rapid in the hills, the beautiful hills. You all come out and spend lots of money. Been a small business owner for the last 22 years, married 22 years, and I'm just glad to be here.
Mr. Chair, thank you so much for having us here. This is a pleasure. Congratulations on your new position. That is excellent. My name is Mitch Vargin from District 8, State Representative. I'm in my second term. I also work for the South Dakota Farmers Union as a membership/leadership kind of stuff. So I do that. I travel around the state for pretty much for that all year long. So it's a fun time. Get to see go to every single district, every state. So it's or all throughout the state. So it's great to go and see everybody. But I guess I really enjoy this committee, like Pat was saying over there, and I think we have a broad array of issues like we have the last 2 years, and it's going to be very interesting this year again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. David Nordstrom from District 3, most of the city of Aberdeen and the eastern part of McPherson County, and I'm a small business owner, manager, and I'm a realtor for the last year and a half, so I thought I'd try something else, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Spence Hawley out of Brookings, District 7. I have an independent insurance agency. I guess 78, I started in a business, so 33 years in the business. We do about property, casualty, life, health, a lot of different ones. I've had the opportunity to testify a bunch in front of this committee, so I thought I'd come and try it on the other side of the table and see if it's any easier, but we'll find out. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we don't have a microphone on the witness.
This is the one that's supposed to go there.
Okay. Well, we'll forego the microphone, I guess, for this go-around. But As we customarily do, we ask our interns and our pages to introduce themselves. Please stand. We'll start. Sarah, would you start us off? Stand and tell us who you are and where you're from.
My name is Sarah Burt. I am going to school at Black Hills State University. I'm a senior political science major.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Simonson. I'm working for the Democrats, and I'm originally from Center, Iowa, but I go to school at USC. So.
Thank you very much.
Yep. I'm Alec Adamski. I go to school here in Perry at TF Riggs, and senior this year. I also have a new page, but plan on going to USD for college for accounting and criminal justice.
Good. Thanks, Alec.
My name is Isaiah Wannenberg, and I'm from Gregory, and I plan to go to USD for journalism.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
I just want to see if we have the secretary announced. All right, good.
You know, this is kind of like dessert.
That's what I was thinking. She does all the work, so we better at least announce her.
I saved the sweet stuff for last. And please, Diane, if you would be so kind, introduce yourself.
I'm Diane Mellon. I'm here from Pierre, obviously, and I've been on the Commerce Committee, I think, about 4 years, and have worked for the legislature for about 11 years now. So, anyway, I'm back.
Very good. Thanks. Also, he couldn't be present today. We will have Doug Decker from the LRC. He will be seated just to Diane's left, and he's the technical expert when it comes to the committee process and the things we do here. So he will be joining us. Unfortunately, today he had some other commitments in another committee, so he had to opt out of our gathering this morning. Lastly, my new vice chair. I really welcome the opportunity to have Representative Konzitz sat to my right here. From time to time, I will pass the gavel to her so she can run this meeting. I just want to make it perfectly clear that when Representative Konzitz has the gavel, she has the committee. And I actually, we can use props in this room or any other types of presentations. So should there be any question who has the gavel in this gathering? I have authorized Representative Konzitz to use either gavel as she sees fit.
Mr. Chair, I am overwhelmed with your 87-pound gavel here, but it'll fit nicely with my laptop, and I appreciate your support.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just administrative comments as we go through this legislative process. I want to make sure that all of our committee meetings are posted on the bulletin board, including start times, and look very carefully next Wednesday. We're not going to have any bills next Wednesday. However, we're going to have a presentation by Secretary Roberts from the Department of Labor. We're not going to start at 10 a.m. We're going to start at 10:45. She had asked if she could have an hour's worth of our time starting at 11 o'clock. So at 10:45, we'll take care of some of our administrative stuff that we need to take care of. And then Secretary Roberts will come in at 11. I think our first bills we will hear will be 1 week from today. And they'll be calendared. So please pay attention to the bulletin board and obviously online as you see fit. Now, speaking of online, I would ask Diane to run down her list, and she'd asked if we would find out from each of us whether we want paper copies of legislation we're going to be working on or if we want to use simply our laptops to retrieve that information. So please run down the list and mark those off.
Be paperless. And if anybody should look for me, other times I'm in the speaker's office. So that's where I'm located if you should look for me at any time. Representative Dielstra?
Yes.
Paper. Okay, and Fargin? No. Greenfield?
No.
Howley?
Initially, yes.
Yes. And Representative Hubble?
Yes.
And Representative Jensen? And Representative Jones?
Yes, please.
Paper. Okay. Representative Kirschman?
Yes.
Okay. And Representative Miller?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And Nordstrup?
Paperless.
And Representative Willardson?
Paperless, please.
Okay. And Representative Consett said, yes, she would like paper this year. And
paper,
Chairman
please.
Solem. Okay. Very good. I have it then. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. And again, like I had mentioned, our starting times for our committee will be posted on the bulletin board. And if it says a 10 o'clock start, this gavel will go down at 10 o'clock sharp. And we don't have a lot of work to do right now. However, as we get into the process, I understand the Senate Commerce side has a number of bills that are already on their calendar, and as they process those out and get them through the Senate, we'll start picking up some more work. I am delighted to have this much expertise in a number of different fields on this committee, and please don't hesitate to share your wisdom and guidance as we get through this process. Are there any questions or comments while we're here? None. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Representative Greenfield, seconded by Representative Consett. Thank you.
Thank you.